You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, your host of the Confidence Podcast, your go-to resource for all things confidence and courage. This is, gosh, a weekly show where we gather around the world to become better versions of ourselves, to get rid of perfectionism and this self-imposed pressure that we have to do it all and be it all, and learn how to really walk in the flow of the lane that God put us in to bring our passions and our dreams to life with total courage. And speaking of courage, that's actually what we're talking about today. I'm pretty excited. Today's topic, episode number 279, is why imperfect courage is the only thing you need. You see, I think there's a misconception about courage. We think, well, first off, you know, I'm not very brave. I mean, if I was, I would have done blank, blank, and blank already. And you think, well, if I had, you know, if I had a better personality, if I had more resources, if I was skinnier, if I was more ready, then I would have the courage to go do that thing. Maybe it's a side hustle you're thinking about. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's going out there into the dating world with confidence and with standards. Like, or maybe it's just having hard conversations. But I think a lot of us have a deep, deep desire and calling and need to have more courage, but we sort of write it off as, well, I'll do that when I'm ready. And you guys, what I love about today's show is that hopefully you'll walk away going, wait, there is no such thing as perfect courage. Imperfect courage is all that you need. And you guys know I'm very particular about having guests on my show, and we do have a special guest today. It is Jessica Honegger. She, if you don't yet know who she is, you're going to be you're going to feel like she should be your best friend by the end of today's episode. But particularly we're chatting with Jessica, who is an entrepreneur, an author, a podcaster, really the friend that we all wish lived next door to us. And we're going to talk about why imperfect courage is the only thing you need, how a few small decisions on your part could make an impact that resonates around the world, and what to do to move forward even when you feel scared, uncertain, or unqualified. Now, I do have a quick sponsorship note, but first, before even that, I have a little friendly guest who really wanted to welcome you to the show. It's so funny. She never really hears me do a podcast intro, but apparently she does. So here is your new official welcome from Miss Ellie, my three-year-old. What is your name?
My name is Trish Blackwell.
Oh my goodness. No, my name is Trish Blackwell.
Me.
You?
Me.
My name is Trish Blackwell.
Me and you.
We're both Trish Blackwell?
You're Trish Blackwell and I am Trish Blackwell. Hi, my name is Trish Blackwell.
Can you say welcome
to
the Confidence Podcast?
Welcome to
the Confidence Podcast.
Yes.
I mean, I hope that you're smiling and laughing as much as I am. So let me just tell you briefly how this came about. We were traveling the other day, and we were driving two separate cars because it was a long story, but we are a little bit of a show right now with a lot of people and a lot of animals. And anyways, so we're driving two cars, and I was driving behind my husband. I called him to see how he was doing, and he said, well, interestingly enough, I have been riding with Trish Blackwell for the last 30 minutes. And I said, oh, really? And apparently my three-year-old Ellie had been saying that phrase over and over and over and said, hi, Daddy, I'm Trish Blackwell. And he was like, no, you're not. And anyways, one, it's funny and so sweet. And you know what I love? I love that we start learning who we are. Now, she's obviously not Trish Blackwell. I've then since said, okay, Ellie, no, you're Ellie Sinan. Ellie Sinan, like, you know, really building up who she is. And I just hope that today, wherever you find yourself, as we get ready to dive into courage, that you get to say, I'm fill in that blank. And you say it with joy and confidence and in a way that you go, no, 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 I'm so-and-so. Like, that there's so much enthusiasm and you have such an opportunity for the right to get to be you. That it's a gift. It's a total, total gift. So, okay, so now that Ellie has properly welcomed you to the show, I just have a quick sponsorship note. You guys, in light of the impact of making a dive into entrepreneurship can make. This month I'm hosting a special mentorship offer for anyone who decides to turn their passion into profit by joining arms with me and Beauty Hunter. If you're passionate about the environment, about beauty, about health, and about demanding better regulation for product safety laws, then Beauty Hunter has been waiting for your voice. If you eat clean and you work out, then you're probably meant for Beauty Hunter as well. I'll personally help you leverage your passion and help you make an impact while making an income at the same time. Plus, this month, when you join forces in partnership with me, I'll be investing in a special way in you. It's so exclusive that I like legitimately can't mention it on the air because I think too many people would jump in. So this offer is for my go-getters, my action takers, my hustlers who want more and are ready to do it. So shoot me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com. Say, I'm in. I want the August Beauty Hunter mentorship offer. Let's do this thing. Okay. So let me briefly tell you about our special guest today, Jessica. Jessica grew up in San Antonio, Texas, as the daughter and granddaughter of women who loved style and fashion. Some of Jessica's earliest memories are of digging through her grandmother's treasure trove of jewelry curated from her ventures around the world. At age 16, Jessica traveled to Kenya and witnessed what life was like for children growing up without clean water, safe housing, or loving families, and something began stirring in her heart. She knew then that she wanted to spend her life creating opportunity for the poor. She came home from the trip a bit of an activist. The girl who was once interested in jewelry and makeup held rallies at school to raise money for children in Kenya. After college, Jessica volunteered in Bolivia and Guatemala with Food for the Hungry. As she spent her days working with Bolivian artisans, discovering the vibrant markets of Guatemala, she saw what people could do for themselves with just a little bit of opportunity. She realized that entrepreneurship was a sustainable solution to poverty. Somewhere along the way, Jessica rediscovered her joy in fashion and style. She began to dream of using fashion and design to create economic opportunity for vulnerable communities. In 2010, Jessica and her husband Joe went on a trip to Uganda to visit friends who were serving at an orphanage. It was then that Jessica and her husband decided to grow their family through adoption. She hosted the first Noonday Collection trunk show as a fundraiser for her adoption from Rwanda, and the rest is history. Today, as the co-CEO of Noonday Collection, Jessica spends her days inspiring others to live lives of purpose. She travels across the United States and around the world, training ambassadors to be stylists and storytellers, and visiting artisans to encourage them in their work. When she's off duty, Jessica loves spending time with her husband, Joe, and their three kids, Amelie, Holden, and Jack. With her newest book, Imperfect Courage, Noonday Collection founder and co-CEO Jessica Honegger shares real-life inspiration for readers to recognize their own worth, embrace vulnerability, connect with community, and find the courage to achieve their full potential. Jessica shares stories from her global entrepreneurial journey to bring home these lessons, and from taking a leap of faith by hosting her first trunk show, to bringing home her adopted son, to confidently running one of the great, fastest growing and most successful fair trade companies in America today. Jessica shares wit and wisdom from somebody who has pushed past her comfort zone, lived to tell the tale, and now encourages others to experience the same exhilaration through imperfect courage. Oh, and you guys, before we start, for those of you who are Brené Brown fans, here's what Brené Brown, who is author of New York Times bestseller Braving the Wilderness, said about this book. Exactly what we need today. This book is both an invitation and a challenge to bravely show up for ourselves, for the people we love, and for the strangers that we will one day call family. I say amen. All right, guys, without further ado, let's bring Jessica onto the show. You guys, I really have found a soul sister. I had to shut myself up talking to her so I could record this so you guys could join the conversation here on the Confidence Podcast. I'm so, so happy to be spending this morning with you. We have on the line Jessica Honegger. Am I saying your last name right?
Honegger.
See, a good thing I asked. It's always good to ask. It's always the right thing to ask. Evident questions. Honegger. Jessica Honegger, girl. I was just telling you online in our conversation before we started recording how I get all these books and I get all these people who you know want to have, you know, the opportunity to be on the show, and I was frustrated, and I switched to audiobooks and just was like, I'm just going to take a break from reading what people are asking me to read. And then I I legitimately prayed, like, Lord, show me, like, what to be reading next. Picked this book up and was like, it was like one of those chill moments, answered prayer. The writing is beautiful. The storytelling's compelling. Mm. I hadn't heard of Noonday. I immediately went and scoped it out. Like, I'm so on fire and empowered by your message that I'm reading the book slowly. Like, I've just, that all to be said, first off, welcome.
Thank you so much. I love finding another soul sister.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's crazy. I feel like sometimes we think, oh, we found our kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I, especially through this whole book launching process, I just keep meeting more women that I'm like, why are we not best friends?
Right. Well, and to be honest, I, you know, we're going to dive into the questions, but I'm so empowered and challenged by some of what you've done in this imperfect courage story. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that for our listeners here, that I've stopped taking a day or two off from reading and then like walking my dog without the iPhone, without anything. And yes. I'm just like, how do I think bigger? Like, how do I have, like, what am I not considering as open or I'm being called to do because I've got all these reasons why it wouldn't work. And you had a litany of reasons why what you're doing should not be working. And yet you're impacting is significant, not just like encouraging, you're like significantly impacting the future of like thousands of families in countries across the world because of what you made a small decision to do. So, okay, we're now getting ahead of ourselves. Could you tell us a little bit about this book and a little bit about your story?
Absolutely. Yeah, we really feel like we are rewriting legacies. And already through the work of Noonday, we've been able to change the story of generations. And that has been the biggest thrill. But like you said, none of it should technically be happening.
No. You started at a pawn shop.
Yeah, right. So Noonday Collection, for those of y'all that might not know, we are a fair trade accessories brand, and we are creating meaningful opportunities for people around the world, both in countries where people are really vulnerable and dignified work is hard to come by. And then we also do that for women here in America through social entrepreneurship. So women here create a marketplace for our artisans and our artisan-made goods, which are so beautiful and fun. And it's as if, you know, if you've never been to Africa, that's okay. We bring Africa to you. So we have a beautiful collection. And it started as an adoption fundraiser. My husband and I had two children. And for our third child, we decided, you know what, there's a lot of ways that kids can come into a family. Kind of like what you said, like, how can I dream bigger? How can I just not, you know, instead of approaching dreams from our circumstances and instead just dream big.
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, why should we have a third kid the old fashioned way? Let's really pray about this and see how we might want to bring a child into our family. So we looked into domestic adoption and foster care, and through a series of crazy circumstances that you can read about in my book, we landed on Rwanda, international adoption in Rwanda. So we decided to adopt from Rwanda. And right when we made that decision, which is a $20,000 to $30,000 decision, the real estate market began to crash. And we had been working in real estate. We'd been flipping houses for a little bit and then had gone into full-time just being realtors. And before you knew it, the little nest egg that we thought was going to be able to bring our little guy home, we were living off of. And before you knew it, we were actually putting groceries on the credit card. And one would think then at that point, you would say, okay, we're going to put this on hold. We're going to put this adoption decision on hold. But I knew God hadn't changed his mind, you know. And so it was really an opportunity for me to be cornered by courage. And I think when we're cornered by courage, we can have two responses. We can be paralyzed, we can decide to stay seated, or we can simply stand up and go scared. And in that moment, with trembling hands and a beating heart, we decided, you know what, money is not going to be the limiting circumstance in our lives. And we are going to just simply stand up and move forward. And so I knew I needed to start something. I knew I needed to do something to bring in the funds in order to get my little guy home. Hmm. And I had met some friends previously living in Uganda who'd been really trying to create entrepreneurial opportunities for their Ugandan friends who were extremely talented but extremely poor. And when I say poor, you know, they didn't have a home, their kids were not in school. And they connected me to their artisan friends, and I opened my home. We began to sell these African-made goods out of my house. And as women came and gathered and bought and wanted to get behind my adoption story, I realized that night, this isn't just a fundraiser. This is really meeting a demand in the marketplace where people are wanting to gather, people are wanting to purchase with use their purchasing power for good, and people are wanting to get behind our adoption. So how could I bring all of that together under one business? And that was the launch of Noonday Collection. And soon I began to ask other women to open their homes and go do trunk shows in their homes. And soon I found other artisans to partner with. And now that original artisan couple I partnered with, Jolly and Daniel, now have 100 full-time employees and 300 contracted bead rollers that they work with. And their legacy and the legacy they're now creating in Uganda is completely changing, and their lives are flourishing. And it was all from that day of feeling completely cornered. Am I going to stand up or am I going to stay seated? And I think we're all faced with those moments, and I'm just grateful that God gave me the courage to stand up.
I mean, it's like, that's a very well condensed, because like as you're sharing, I'm like, chapters of the book are coming alive to me. And like, the amount of courage, even in the adoption process for you, of, you know, going, I don't know how it's like here, but I have to go, and I'm going to make a way, you know. And I want to make a note for the listeners that the Noonday is the world's most successful fair trade fashion brand. So if, as you guys hear Jessica speaking about this, you know, I just knew I needed to start, and I was, I love that, cornered by courage, and that do you sit down or do you stand up? I recently, I think last night, I was reading how transparent you were about, like, hey, doing my first trunk show. Like, you can, it's so easy to look at you and your story and go, well, she must have this very easy, of course, natural salesperson. She doesn't get worried about what people think. Like, she's just going to go do it. But like, I think it was just last night I was reading, that you felt like, no, you felt awkward asking people for your first sales. Hey, I'm asking people come over and buy my jewelry so that I can make money to fund my adoption. Like, there was this vulnerability of like, oh, nobody's gonna, this is just, this feels stupid, right? And I think that was like, I was like, everybody has those, and like, that's where courage is either you're stepping into it or not. Could you share a little bit about some of the, like, the real life tactical ways that you had to activate courage to make this bigger story work? Because it's easy to write you off and go, well, of course you can do it, because you're
Yes, well, and I think that you get your courage legs by walking, you know, and I think about a little...
I like that, because my baby's learning to walk right now, and so,
so I talk about that in my book. It's just, you know, when your baby's learning how to walk, she takes a step and falls, and are you like... I can't believe that. I mean, what a lame attempt at trying to walk. Right. No, you do not. You say, you took a step. Yes. Take another one. And I think if we could learn to talk to ourselves like we do to our little babies when they're learning how to walk, how much more courage would be catalyzed in the world. And yeah, I think that night when I was going to have people in my home, it was to purchase these artisan made goods. But also, I mean, we were desperate times called for desperate measures. I was like, I'm cleaning out the clothes. I'm putting my grandma's china that I never use. I mean, it was like a little flea market inside my house. And I think I got caught up in how am I going to be perceived? I'm going to be perceived as this desperate person. Eventually, I went and pawned gold jewelry off in order to fund our first website. And I didn't tell the story for years because I thought, this makes me look desperate. And I think that when we're constantly living out of this need to try to control how we want others to perceive us, then we're not going to grow our courage legs. Mm. So at some point, we've got to embrace vulnerability and authenticity and realize that that's actually really attractive. That's a lot more attractive than the fake it till you make it approach. And I was convinced no one was going to show up for me at my house that night. I was convinced that I'm going to invite a bunch of people over and it's going to be, you know, we have that middle school, like,
yes.
Who's going to come to my party? No one's going to come.
Yes.
But, you know, that shouldn't prevent us from actually throwing the party, because what if people come? You know, what if, like, we focus so much on the what might, terrible thing might happen, but we forget to focus on what is the possibility of what could exist. And so I began to focus on the possibility of what could happen, and that's where courage was birthed.
I love that. I want you to speak to another real life story, and this happened again. I mean, the beauty of me taking my time with the book. And again, you guys, I take times with books that I love and I want to savor. Like, it is, to me, it's the highest compliment. Or, like, I just, like, I typically read a book in a day or two. I'm like, I'm not rushing this one. Like, and so that's how much I'm enjoying your writing style and your story, because it's so compelling and it's so encouraging to me. The courage it takes to be a mom without judgment, right? Like, you've got we're talking business and the activation of this dream, but, like, I love the story you told about, let's just call her the PTA mom, you know, this, like, perfect mom. And I think you were at Starbucks, right? Like, can you walk me? Because I was like, I could absolutely, I'm actually intentionally going to Starbucks today, and I'm hoping to run it. And, like, it's that, first off, you encouraged in just that story for me, like, little conversations matter. Like, I know that, but, like, it's that reminder, little conversations are, like, so could you walk us through that little conversation and that little bit of that story? Because you, this work-life balance of you're a mom of three and you're running a like, international business. You have a podcast. Yes. You have you wrote a book. I mean, that can be intimidating of itself, but you're real. You have real insecurities, just like every other one of us. So could you, share that story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always thought I was going to be the super involved PTA mom. Like, I thought that was going to be my path towards impact. We specifically have our kids at a school that has about 40% kids that are from lower income backgrounds. And I imagine myself before having kids, like, my change the world is going to be super involved in my children's education. I showed up at my kid's school about 2 times this last year. I mean, that is how different my life is. And that was a really, when you have a certain expectation of what your life is going to be and then what it actually is, there's like a reckoning that you have to do in that process. And so I reckoned with that for a couple of years. And I poured a lot of energy into guilt, which, by the way, is just a drain. It's an absolute drain on energy. So if I can tell you, any of your listeners right now, if you're wasting time, if you're wasting energy on mom guilt, I would love for you to be able to learn from me, because I think that when you can walk in the vision and in the passion and in the work that you're meant to do in the world, and that can include both being a mom and being a business owner. Those two are not mutually exclusive, and one does not have to come at the expense of the other. But one of these moms, Christina, she was walking in the path that I thought I was gonna walk in. She was the field trip mom. She was the mom that was up at the school almost every day. I would say that she is the glue of the school.
Yeah.
And one morning, I'm running in to get my
latte. And she always
looks
put together, right? She's always like, right, put together, looks great.
Yeah. And just present, just really present and there. And I'm running in to get my latte, and it was actually really early in the morning, so she wasn't totally put together that morning, but it was like before workout, you know.
That's
before,
right, you were feeling good because you're like, man, I'm like on it today. You got your workout, you blow drying your hair,
I had time to actually go to Starbucks and not be late for my first morning meeting, so I was on it. I was like, yes. So I'm walking in and I'm looking at the menu and I catch Christina out of the corner of my eye, and immediately I'm like, sunglasses stay on. We're going to pretend I don't see her. It's almost as if her very presence was an indictment that I was on my way to a meeting and she was probably on her way to buy lattes for the entire third grade. You know, I mean, that's what it felt like in that moment. And that's what comparison does. We make ourselves small. We make the other person big. Suddenly we feel completely diminished. pushed. And I just want to say, what's the point? Like, what is the point? We do not have to live lives like that. So in that moment, I decided, you know what? I am going to take my sunglasses off. I'm going to say something. And I said, hey, Christina, our kids go to the same school. Of course, I'm thinking she's not going to recognize me. I mean, I'm never there.
Never there.
Well, she says, Jessica, oh my gosh, I just read about you. I'd just been featured in one of our most widely circulated Austin magazines. And so I was taken a little off that she even knew who I was.
Right.
So then she says, your office is right around here. And then she says, you know, thank you so much. You know, I don't know how you do it. And I used to take that as an indictment. Like when mm-hmm. people said, like, how do you do it all? Immediately what I was hearing was you must drop a lot of balls at home.
Right.
But I realized, you know what? That's my interpretation of what people were saying. That's not actually what they were saying. And in that moment, I seriously got tears in my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, you're going to think I'm a crazy lady. And I said, you know how I'm able to do it all? I'm able to do it all because of moms like you.
Yes.
Because you, I know, were just on the field trip with my kid last week and I wasn't there. And I know that you are raising money, you're running the bake sales, and I'm able to be fully present at my work because I know moms like you are fully and present at my kid's school. Thank you so much. And it was ended up being this really significant moment in my life. I like ran off before I started like bawling in my car. And you know, I just realized we can elevate other women in their place, in their lane. And when we elevate other women, it doesn't mean we're diminishing our own lane. It only means that we're making each other's lanes even bigger.
Right.
And it was a real significant moment. And I later talked to her because I ended up writing about this in my book. And so I had to get her permission.
She right. said,
you know what she said to me? She goes, Jessica, I just walked away that day thinking, man, she looked good, and I was looking really crappy that day. So she was comparing herself to me, too.
Oh, my
too,
gosh. What a crazy train we all ride.
Yeah, we're on a crazy train. But I think when we talk about it like this, we can all just get it out there again
Isn't
and be vulnerable and embrace it and name it. And then we can all just walk with each other more, hold hands instead
Absolutely.
Of pointing fingers.
I love that collective sisterhood that you write about, that the more we build up. Yeah, I mean, you speak to that a little bit. The more we build someone up, the more there is available for everyone, right? I forget how you
yes.
phrased it. You phrased it way more eloquently than that. But yeah, could you just speak briefly to what you've come to as you've grown this? How many women work within the Noonday brand now, approximately?
Right. So we have 4,500 artisans that impact 20,000 family members. We have 2,000 Noonday ambassadors who are social entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And then we have 50 employees in Austin.
I mean, come on, right? So that's amazing, first off. And congratulations for that. That is just, I mean, and so cool. You guys have to read the book because you hear – How do you build something like that? You start by just saying,
Open your home.
I open the door of my home and maybe nobody will show up.
Yeah.
You took that risk. But yeah, how do you phrase it so well in the book, and maybe I can flip through and see about the more we realize that there's an abundance of things to celebrate. Instead of elbowing, reach out your hand, right?
Yeah.
Like there's this
yes.
this judgment is this perceived deficiency, and it's not. It's this thing we get to celebrate. The more we celebrate, the more we see it in others and in ourselves and community. Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that when we choose an abundance mindset, we are able to see that abundance is regenerative. And we're
yes.
able to, instead of elbowing another woman or thinking, how can we hold back? How can we, you know what, I'm not going to like her Instagram post because she gets so many likes and she hasn't liked mine in a while.
I legitimately just got chills as you said that, because that happens.
It happens.
That is so real.
And I'm saying, stop your scroll. Give her a double tap. Who cares if she's got 2,000 double taps, or who cares if, you know, she hasn't liked yours? Like, what is it going to hurt you to give? And when we give, it's regenerative, and we continue. It just multiplies itself. And I promise, it's a math that shouldn't work, but it does. And when we elevate others, then we just keep you know, when we go up, we bring others along with us. And that is, and then we get to show up more. You know, we show up for our lives. We help other women show up for their lives. And we get to create a space for more women to be themselves. And then, gosh, I mean, I love this idea that we get to literally crowd out this voice of comparison, the voice of shame, the voice of scarcity. And if we all did this, I mean, really, this is how we change the current. You know, swim upstream and you can change the current.
Amen. I mean, I'm just like chills and 100% on board with that. That's
and it
awesome.
Takes intention. Listen,
it does.
And it takes awareness because we're almost ashamed that we even, I mean, I just said that out loud that I hold back Instagram life.
No, but I'm like transparently agree. I 100% guilty here.
Right.
And I only do it because I'm jealous. Do it because I'm like,
and where does that get us? I mean, the more
it just makes me feel awful.
Yes. And like you can begin to look around and confirm, you know, we look for confirmation on a negative story. But what if you went and confirmed a positive story that like she's awesome and there's enough? There's enough.
Yes.
Like go confirm today the story that there is enough for everyone, you know, that likes are not a scarcity, you know?
Right? Isn't that funny? But like we think, I'm going to go like blow up people's Instagram and Facebook posts today with love.
Do it. like, yes. Right?
So, you know, I know you've got a ton going on, so I want to respect your time. I have two more quick questions for you. First, if readers walk away with just one big idea after reading Imperfect Courage, what do you hope that it is?
Well, I think that people, or at least I used to think that courage was for superheroes. It was firefighters. It was Martin Luther King. It was Rosa Parks. And those are heroes, but we all have a hero within. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't wait to not be scared, or we shouldn't wait until we have the perfect body, the perfect mindset, the perfect circumstances, because you will be waiting forever. We put ourselves in this eventually mindset, and then eventually our lives pass us by. Mm-hmm. So I want people today to claim their courage, to think about that area where they're afraid, and instead of trying to sit and pray it away or think it away, just stand up and simply walk through it. The antidote to fear is simply doing the thing that you are afraid of, and then you grow your courage legs, and then I believe we truly can change the world, because when we get rid of this scarcity mindset and we enter into the suffering of others, we embrace that there is a world that needs us and that we're part of the solution. That truly is when the world can change and we become this global sisterhood that we're meant to be.
I love it. I love it. My final question, Jessica, is where do people get more Jessica? So can you, first, I guess, and the book releases August 21st. Am I right? August 21st, 2018.
You know what? It's August. They changed it because we realized that was
cool. Oh, gotcha. Cool. I'm glad I'm confirming
August
this.
August 14th.
Fantastic. Well, even better. So you guys get your hands on
a copy.
And
it's available pre-order. Yes.
Perfect.
It's available pre-order now. We're doing a bunch of fun different
awesome
things, pre-orders. And you can find me on the Going Scared podcast. So it's all this message of how to go scared, going scared with Jessica Honegger. And then I hang out mainly on Instagram and I just love engaging with my community there. And if you find me on those two spots, I can tell you all the other spots to find me. But
what's your handle on Instagram?
It's Jessica Honegger, H-O-N-E-G-G, two G's. And that's where I love to just cultivate community. And, you know, I think that courage is contagious. And the more of us that are walking together in this message, then the more courageous we're going to be.
And if somebody's interested in a New Day collection or maybe even being, you know, an ambassador and a part of that social entrepreneurship, where do they go for that?
So for that, you can go to noondaycollection.com and you can click the join, and that tells you all about us. And if you already know of a Noonday ambassador, talk to them, because I know that they are Noonday ambassadors, are these ladies with courage that I'm talking about, and they would love to talk with you.
Love it. Awesome. And you guys, seriously, go look up her podcast right now. You are Nuna, you love her. Subscribe to her show. It's just a done deal. And send her some love if you loved this interview as much as I did. Go connect on Instagram as well. Jessica, you are just a doll, and I'm so excited that we're connected now. So
me too.
Yeah, I have a new friend. I'm stoked about it.
I know. What a great way to start my day.
I know. So thank you so much for being here on the Confidence Podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
So I told you guys, she rocks, does she not? I hope that you are inspired, uplifted, and that you really know that, like, your courage journey starts today. What is that thing that you need to go start? Start. Be imperfect in your pursuit of courage, because we don't need to be perfect. We just need to say, I'm willing. I'm willing. You guys can connect with Jessica at jessicahoniger.com. It's H-O-N-E-G-G-E-R. And her book, again, is Imperfect Courage. And you guys, I just want to close out the show I want to remind you, compliments are free. They don't hurt. So let's compliment the heck out of those around us today. It costs us nothing, and it adds value to the world around us. And then a quick announcement. If you know you need more and you're not sure where to start, and you're not sure if you need a coach or a mastermind or just an encourager, I want to humbly suggest that you need to be in the College of Confidence. The College of Confidence is where my go-getters go for extra support. You need a push, I've got you. You want me to be your number one cheerleader? I'm going to do that for you. It is $47 a month. Cancel at any time. The most affordable coaching I have ever put together. You're getting hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of value per month for about $1.50 a day. And if you're not worth $1.50, then I need you to go back and listen to some more podcasts to realize that you are worth $1.50 a day. What you invest in yourself always has the highest return on investment. I would love to be your personal cheerleader to help you with some action steps to help hold you accountable. This week, we're doing champagne moments and an accountability challenge with a prize going on in the College of Confidence. It is an amazing community. I want to personally invite you to be part of it. And if you just have questions about it, if you're not sure if it's right for you, shoot me an email. I'm here to help, or connect with me on Instagram. It's Trish_Blackwell on Instagram. But let's do this thing. You can find out more at collegeofconfidence.com or trishblackwell.com/college. There's no excuse for you to stay stuck. There's no reason. And it's okay to need a coach. We all need coaches. So I can't wait to welcome you in the college. Now, that said, our listener of the episode is from Instagram. It's KelsBells_runs. I'm guessing your name's Kelsey, but she included me in her story. She was listening to the podcast last week, did a screenshot. We talked about unicorns. She put a unicorn emoji in there. Yeah, girl. So I love it. I love it. Think bigger than you ever thought possible. So KelsBells, I am sending you love. Thanks for reaching out, connecting on Insta. And y'all, I would love to connect with you on Instagram. Yeah. That's it. That's my invite to you. Come hang with me and let's be legitimate friends beyond just the podcast. So you guys, I just love connecting with you. If you haven't yet written a review, please do so in iTunes, but most importantly, subscribe and share the show. I have one final note before we go. It's from our opening announcer. I hope you're ready.
You're loved.
And indeed, my friend, you are. Hope you hear those words from Ellie and you hear them from me. You are loved. Now go out there. Go be more who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review in iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you. Now go share the best of you with the world.